it's being sold as a way to get violent illegal immigrants off the streets and send them back to their home countries. But you crunched the numbers from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service. What did you find?
Well, what we found was that the violent offenders represent a minority of those who are deported through the program. More of those folks who are deported through secure communities are in a category that is described as non-criminals.
In your investigation, you found that in Florida, 42% of those detained through this program, secure communities, did not have a criminal conviction. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, you have some counties that have an extremely high level of deporting these non-criminals. In Orange County, in Broward County, in Palm Beach County, and in Miami-Dade County, these are very troubling figures. And so what immigrant advocates say is this program creates a kind of excuse for local law enforcement to profile people who appear to be of Latino descent, and they can then pull those people over for traffic stops. What immigrant advocates say is that the original traffic stop was a pretext for checking to see what that person's immigration status was and bringing about their deportation, as opposed to actually going after a speeder or somebody who made an illegal turn or some petty offense like that.
Speaking of making a wrong turn, you tell a story about an April 2009 traffic stop in Palm Beach Gardens that shows how a traffic violation can result in a deportation.
Well, in that case, we had a construction contractor who was headed to a job, and he had three undocumented workers in the pickup truck with him. He made an illegal turn in Palm Beach Gardens and was stopped by a police officer. The man who was driving was a business owner and a U.S. citizen who was born here in South Florida. But in the course of the traffic stop, the police officer asked about the passengers in this vehicle and asked for their identification. These three workers were undocumented. That officer then called U.S. Border Control, and this brought about the deportation so far of two of those three workers. The third is challenging his basis upon which the identification was seized by this officer. You've got a case there where these three undocumented workers did not even commit a crime. Yet because their boss did, or at least he had committed a petty traffic offense, that was enough to bring about their deportation.
Tom, right now I can hear a lot of people thinking, well, so what? You have people that are pulled over for some sort of offense or crime. It turns out they've broken another law. They've broken our nation's immigration laws. And then they're sent home for that.
With this program, it opens up this possibility that anybody of Latino descent is vulnerable to being targeted by a local law enforcement officer who, for whatever reason, has an ethnic bias and wants to rid his area of illegal immigrants. And so those folks who may be U.S. citizens would be targeted and harassed and feel unsafe. We have to acknowledge that there is an illegal immigrant community in the United States. And law enforcement depends on illegal immigrants for the reporting of crimes that may be in progress. They depend on illegal immigrants to be witnesses in a criminal trial. And so by bringing about a program that, you know, that necessarily makes illegal immigrants feel targeted, you really run the risk of completely alienating this immigrant community to the point where they are not going to report a crime, or they would be unwilling to serve as a witness in a criminal trial because they would rightly have a concern about whether that would lead to their deportation.